Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Good to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. Romantic homicide singer David has reportedly broken his lease and moved out of the $4 million mansion that he was renting in Las Vegas just days after it was raided by police after a 15-year-old runaway was found dismembered in the trunk of his nearby Tesla. Movers were spotted hauling the New York-born singer's belongings out of the Hollywood Hills crash pad earlier this week after he suddenly opted out of the $20,000 a month rental in the wake of the murder investigation. It is a four-bedroom home where he had been staying. It was searched by police on September 17th, about a week ago, as police continued to probe how the decomposed remains of teenage runaway Celeste Hernandez ended up in the back of his car earlier this month. It was not immediately clear if David was there when cops searched the property or where he even is now. He has not been named as a suspect in the teenager's
case. Come on.
How long does it take for them to get their hands on the cameras that surround a Tesla where every inch of the exterior of that car is recorded?
Assuming they didn't know enough about the vehicle to rip the hard drives out of it, meaning whoever put it there, they should have it already.
Wouldn't it end up in the cloud anyway?
I don't know if it goes directly to the cloud.
Huh.
I don't know. But the homes have already been searched, so if he's moving out, they got their warrants. They looked, you know, I assume they have all the evidence they need.
Yeah. Unless they missed something.
By the way, I was watching CNN. There are two tropical storms that have formed in the Atlantic. Both may be headed towards the United States, and CNN is reporting in a very rare move, these two tropical storms may collide with one another.
No.
Huh. One of them is called Umberto, and I don't remember the the other one doesn't have a name yet. It's just 94L. Called
94L. It's 94L. L for large.
94L would be, it looks like it's tracking towards Georgia's coast, South Carolina's coast, where Umberto may just slide across the coast and not land in the United States.
So if two tropical cyclones collide, it is rare to collide into one monster storm. It would trigger a rare Fujiwara effect.
I'm sorry?
It's the Fujiwara effect. Wara. Huh.
Okay. All right.
It is a wild weather anomaly, Scott, named after a Japanese meteorologist, Mr. Fujiwara, in 1921, when two cyclones come within 900 miles of each other and begin spinning around a shared center in what meteorologists liken to, quote, an erratic dance.
Ooh.
Like the Lombarda. Lombada?
Or the salsa.
It's forbidden. Yes, you're right. It's Irwin and Hillary did this in 2017.
Do you have to give it a new name at that point?
What happens after they collide is Is it a hyphenated marriage at that point? What happens next depends on each system's size and strength, but in rare cases, they can smash together and create one gigantic super storm.
Hmm. Today is National Daughter's Day.
I saw that. Love my daughters, and I just got a new one.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, close enough.
You got one on layaway.
Yeah. 2.5
What?
I love
She's
those.
On layaway.
Love those
2.5
babies. I just posted this, and I don't know when they came up with National Daughter's Day or National Son's Day, but you see it on Facebook, one of these Facebook holidays, and yes, I threw some photos out there.
I saw, and I'll be throwing
National
some up
Daughter's
here in a little
Day.
Bit. I couldn't be more proud and love these two beautiful girls
babies.
More than I already do.
National Son's Day, by the way, is on Sunday, so don't forget about that, too.
The bastard child of National Daughter's Day
correct.
Is on Sunday.
Sons deserve love, too.
Americans are more likely now to watch newly released movies from the comfort of their own homes instead of heading out to a theater, according to a new survey. Roughly 3/4 of U.S. adults say they watched a new movie on streaming instead of in the theater at least once in the past year, according to this survey from the Associated Press, including about 3 in 10 who watch new movies on streaming at least once a month. Meanwhile, about 2/3 of Americans say they have watched a recently released movie in a theater in the past year. The results suggest that, on the whole, American moviegoers are more likely to stream a film than to see it in theaters, a shifting tide that was only once accelerated during COVID-19 and its aftermath. Convenience and cost are the two leading factors for many people who say they can't find the time to go to a theater or pay the increasingly high price for a ticket. You rather watch in the theater, or you rather watch on the couch?
Most of the time the couch. But I was talking to my son the other night. He is the one who told us to watch the movie with the girl from Ozark, Ruth from Ozark.
Julia Garner.
He told us to watch the new Julia Garner thriller horror movie. It's one word. It starts with a W. They went last week and saw it at the theater. It's called Weapons, I believe.
It is.
And it's about 18 children in an elementary school classroom. They're like 8 or 9 years old in her classroom, in Julia Garner's character's classroom. And at an exact time in the middle of the night, like 2:19 a.m. or something, 17 of the 18 children disappear at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this yesterday.
So Jack was telling us, you guys got to watch this. It's so creepy. We just went to the theater. The reason I bring this up is they watched it at the theater. Johnny and I watched it at home 2 nights ago.
And?
Every once in a while, there's a movie that really would do well in the theater. Like, if you like the jump scare, if you like, and this is one of them. I loved watching it at home. It scared the heck out of me. It's a great movie. But every once in a while, there is a movie like Titanic where, you know,
Top Gun Maverick,
you want to go see that in the theater. The problem is for theaters is those are the summer blockbusters. For the most part, those movies are few and far between. If it's a rom-com, who's going to go to the theater to watch that?
See, but if I'm a distributor, I'm not. Well, if I'm a distributor, I don't care. I want to make money. So I'm going to put it on streaming and in the theater at the same time. But and I'm assuming that these theater chains, especially the big ones, AMC, Cinemark, whatever, have, you know, exclusive deals with certain distributors where, you know, take, for example, the Taylor Swift behind-the-scenes documentary about her making her new record. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that is exclusive for AMC theaters when it comes out next month. That it would not be available for streaming at the same time.
Okay, the Leonardo DiCaprio blockbuster that is being released tomorrow night, I want to see it so bad.
One battle after another.
One battle after another.
I can't wait.
That is one I would go to the theater
I've never
see.
Even heard of this.
Oh my gosh, the trailer looks incredible. It's
what's it about?
What's the other star's name in that I love? Benicio del Toro.
So he apparently is trying to get his daughter out of the life that he and his daughter's mother, I don't know if they're together, have been living for a very long time.
It's an on the run sort of movie.
It involves crime and explosions and guns.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to be honest, I would go to the theater to see it. But then I was like, okay, but could we buy it for $20 in a week? Like, when can you start streaming it?
Why do I have to pay $20 to watch it at home? Just put it on one of the apps.
We paid $20 to watch Weapons, but I thought it was worth
Penn's it. Sean Penn's in it. Regina Hall.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Man, that's a good cast. Who did you say?
Benicio del Toro is in it.
Yes, that's correct. All right, quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.